From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A federal appeals court Thursday refused to reinstate President Donald Trump's ban on travelers from seven nations: Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. The vote in the three-judge panel from the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco was unanimous. Last week, District Judge Robert James Robart of Seattle issued a temporary restraining order halting the ban after the states of Washington and Minnesota sued. The government is now expected to appeal to the Supreme Court, and Mr. Trump tweeted moments ago, "See you in court." The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan told the Armed Services Committee Thursday he believes the U.S.-backed Afghan forces are in a stalemate in the 15-year-old war. General John Nicholson said he needs a few thousand more soldiers to break the stalemate.
"I want to acknowledge the brave men and women of the Afghan security forces and the people of Afghanistan who are fighting for a secure and stable country. The success of our mission depends on their courage, determination, and sacrifice."
Top U.S. officials sought to reassure Afghanistan of continuing American support under the new administration. Pakistan says India's rapid development of nuclear weapons poses a threat to the region. Foreign Ministry spokesman Nafees Zakaria said Thursday at a weekly news conference that India is stockpiling nuclear materials outside international standards.
"It is also building a secret nuclear city in South India, which, according to Foreign Policy Investigative Report, is to produce thermonuclear weapons."
India promptly rejected the allegations. Turkey says a Russian airstrike has accidentally killed three Turkish soldiers in northern Syria. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will make a major tax announcement in a few weeks.
"Lowering the overall tax burden on American business is big league. That's coming along very well. We're way ahead of schedule, I believe, and we're going to be announcing something, I would say, over the next 2 or 3 weeks that will be phenomenal."
The president spoke during a White House meeting with airline executives.
"I, Jeff Sessions, do solemnly swear."
"I, Jeff Sessions, do solemnly swear."
Former Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions was sworn in as the next U.S. Attorney General Thursday at the White House. He promised to tackle what he said was a growing problem of crime in the U.S.
"We will deploy the talents and abilities of the Department of Justice in the most effective way possible to confront this rise in crime and to protect the people of our country."
Sessions also said the U.S. needs a lawful system of immigration and vowed to uphold laws that he said were largely unenforced during the last administration. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe arrived Thursday in Washington, where he will have an Oval Office meeting with President Trump and a White House lunch. He will later have a golf outing in Florida. The administration hopes to reassure Japan's leader that the Trump administration stands with its ally, quoting now, "shoulder to shoulder, 100%. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met Thursday with the European Union's chief diplomat, Federica Mogherini. Mogherini's task Thursday was to test the waters for Europe's relationship with the new administration, beginning with Tillerson, the top U.S. diplomat. Afterward, Mogherini pronounced the meeting in Washington fruitful. A Palestinian attacked shoppers at an open-air market in central Israel Thursday. Police say the man attacked the shoppers with gunfire and a screwdriver. At least six people were wounded. An Egyptian organization that specializes in treating torture victims was shut down by authorities Thursday. The psychiatrist who founded the Al-Nadim Center says the closure is part of a security crackdown on civil society in Egypt. The center, which also documents cases of police abuse, had been fighting a court order to close down. A top Hungarian official says migrants waiting for placement in Hungary will wait in border camps made up of shipping containers. The Prime Minister's chief of staff, Janos Lazar, says once new rules are in place, undocumented migrants will be returned across the border. A judge on Kenya's high court says the Dadaab refugee camp will remain open. He said the government order to close the world's largest refugee camp was discriminatory. He complained that the government's decision specifically targeted Somali refugees. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.